This is Radio Nepal, a Manjil Ghimiri with the news, the headlines first. At least 5 people killed and 6 others injured in Waling Jeep accident. BP highway obstructed as locals protest death of a boy, and Russia sets deadline for Ukraine troops in Mariupol to surrender. Now, the news in detail. At least 5 people died and 6 others sustained injuries in a jeep accident at Dada Kharka of Waling Municipality 12 in Siangza District this morning. Police Inspector Padam Bahadur Thapa informed the deceased has been identified as 65-year-old Bir Bahadur Dala, 45-year-old Hira Dala, 61-year-old Kumari Kanauji, 25-year-old Sarmila Dala, and her 7-month-old son. 5 persons, including the driver, have been injured. According to the district police office Siangza, the injured have been taken to Pokhara for treatment. The jeep heading towards Waling from Dada Kharka overturned at 10 a.m. this morning. Likewise, 1 person was killed and 3 others were injured in a jeep accident at Bitharjir Rural Municipality 4 near Devlekh Bazar on Saturday night. Police have identified the deceased as Vinod Bohara. The ill-fated vehicle was carrying a total of 9 people when the accident occurred. The nation is presently in an election mood as the Election Commission and all the political parties are focused on the upcoming local-level election on May 13th. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said the election-related activities and programs have been oriented towards the local levels from the centre and through the provincial level. The Election Commission has completed the training of trainers on election operation and management at 8 places in the country. The training is for the Chief Election Officer, and the District Election Officer. Such training were held at Biratnagar, Dholikhel, Pokhara and Nepalganj on April 13th and at Janakpur, Hetoda, Butuwal and Dhangari on April 15th. The Election Commission said around 200,000 employees at the rate of at least 9 employees per 1 election officer's office will be mobilized throughout the country for the purpose of the local level election. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has emphasized the maximum use of electronic media, maximum use of electronic media and social media for voter education based on the conclusion that the traditional process of voter education was costly and ineffective. The National Campaign for Education, NCE Nepal, has suggested the political parties contesting in the May 13 local-level election prioritize education issues in their manifesto. The national network of 437 members organization working for the strengthening of the public education system in the country has presented an 18-point educational recommendation for the political parties to consider in their manifestos. Among the recommendations include at least 20% of the total budget allocation in the upcoming fiscal year. The Sindhuli road section under the BP highway has been blocked from this morning as local people have protested the death of a 12-year-old boy. The boy of Fikkal Rural Municipality 1, who was living at Kamalamai Municipality 5, drowned in a ditch dug for the construction of a concrete bridge linking Kamalamai 4 and 6. The local and relatives blamed the negligence of those who dug the ditch for the death of the boy. The agitators have staged the protest at Dhungrebas of Kamalamai Municipality 4, disrupting the transportation along the highway. Deputy Superintendent of Police Manoj Kumar Lama said the road section has been blocked since this morning and efforts were on to open it. The protesters have demanded the compensation to the bereaved family and action against the guilty. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places in the hilly regions of the country today, and partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 13.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32 degrees Celsius. At present, there is a general influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Russia has said it will guarantee the lives of Ukrainian soldiers in Mariupol who surrender in the coming hours. From 6 a.m. Moscow time and for several hours after, Russian forces have said they will allow soldiers to leave the stronghold of Azovstal steelworks provided they leave their weapons and ammunition behind. A statement from Russia's defense ministry said those who will do it be treated in line with the Geneva Convention on Prisoners of War. Ukrainian officials have given no sign that they plan to accept the offer. Likewise, Russia has claimed its air defense units have brought down a Ukrainian military plane it says was carrying a shipment of arms sent by Western countries. Russian state news agency TASS reported that the attack took place outside the city of Odessa in southwest Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is said to make a long-delayed trip to India this week in a bid to strengthen security ties with the country. He is scheduled to meet his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi in New Delhi on Friday with talks focused on defence and trade. It will be Mr. Johnson's first major trip to India as Prime Minister after previous visits were postponed due to COVID-19. The UK has been trying to persuade India to reduce its reliance on Moscow since Russia invaded Ukraine. Last month, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss visited India in an attempt to get the country to impose stronger sanctions against Russia and to cooperate more closely on trade, defence, energy and food security. India so far has not criticized Russia directly since it invaded Ukraine on 24th of February and did not condemn the invasion at a United Nations vote on the issue. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. At least 5 people killed and 6 others injured in Waling Jeep accident. BP highway obstructed as locals protest death of a boy. And Russia set deadline for Ukraine troops in Mariupol to surrender. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.